This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host, Todd Kunin, our producer, Cal Hunter. We appreciate you joining us. Radio Law Talk is every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. Rain or shine, we're here talking about the latest legal news and legal updates, and we're having fun with it. It's exciting, it's entertaining, and again, sometimes informative. But remember, don't take everything we say as gospel truth, because we're not giving legal advice. We're just talking about general topics of law. You got to go find your own lawyer to figure out what you want to do. You can email us during the week at info@radiolawtalk.com or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. You can leave a message. We do like to talk to those listeners out there, and we love to hear from you. And we got an email from a listener. I'm sorry, I don't remember the names, because we do have emails, and we appreciate it. And had some great comments. I'm trying to think of the name because I didn't pull it up. And so it was such cool stuff that he wrote, and some questions and comments that he loves our show. And so guess what, Cal? He got a t-shirt. I sent him a t-shirt.
Cool.
So I sent him a t-shirt. Todd, you know that? I sent him a t-shirt.
So you've already done that, and I don't need to do that.
Yeah, no, you don't need to. I took care of it.
Did you sign it? Did you autograph it?
I had a staff person deal with it, so I don't know.
So the staff person said.
Well, I'm not trying to buy it.
Oh, I see.
I got it.
I didn't have time. I was replacing a pump in the ditch,
and
I had wires from the bottom of my car impaling
wrapped around me.
And there was a cow there, too.
Folks, if you don't know what we're talking about and you missed the first hour, go back and listen to the podcast once it's uploaded on Monday. Fred was letting us know about the trials and tribulations suffered by him in the last 24 hours at Shea Penny. And you know, just everything going on.
Through. Good heavens.
After this, I got to go back out and make sure the pump was working. I mean, you don't have water. Look, California, as a water master said to me one time, I was there standing by the ditch, and he was an old-time guy that had been there forever, and he looked at that water, and he said, Fred, look at that water. I said, yes. He said, that's called liquid gold.
Yep.
In California, liquid gold, better than gold. I'm like, I didn't really get it, because this was a long time ago, and after I see what's going on with California and the water crisis, it's like, yeah, that's liquid.
Why do I have the Beverly Hillbillies theme going? The next thing you know, old Fred's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Fred, move away from there. Then California is the place you ought to be.
Yeah.
So he loaded up the truck and he moved to Granite, whatever.
Well, I don't know. Moved to California.
moved to Cali.
I mean, it's been so dry that you've got to really stay on top of that. I think that's the hardest thing that that people in Fred's situation have to do is make sure there's not some interruption of your system here.
Well, and not just that. It's because we feed animals, and the animals need to be fed, and we have their pasture. That's about all they can eat. We do feed them. We supplement feed them, and that's what we can do. But you should see what they say to me today. When I was walking out trying to get to Radio Law Talk, they said, and that's exactly what
that's because you were bent over trying to fix it, you know.
Yeah.
The bulls were out there going, good heavens, I don't have to pay money at a club for this. Fred's out there wearing a pair of shorts, bent over into the ditch. Woohoo, work it. This is utterly awesome.
But we did have a fun time. We're still working on our pump. So, yeah, it's like everyone's like, you're a lawyer. You're a radio host. You have successful businesses. And I said, but you know what? I know how to fix a pump better than, well, not better, but probably almost as good as some pump guys.
What's your Instagram handle, Fred?
It's Frederick Penny One.
So if you get on to Frederick Penny One and just scroll through his feed, you're gonna find.
Right.
I see this. I'll be looking at Instagram on a Saturday afternoon, and next thing I know, it's this is my day, and there's Fred sitting literally at the bottom of some
water storage ditch with a squeegee and a shovel getting muck out of there. And he's not wearing the boots. He's just sitting there cross. I don't know how you sit cross-legged. I'm not that flexible. Uh-huh. And he's sitting there scooping this stuff out. And I'm like, you know, and anybody else would just hire it done.
Look at
so here's the thing. Fred will get into a ditch. Yeah, there it is.
There's one of them, yeah.
Fred will get into a ditch to scoop muck out of a ditch. But when it comes to sending a T-shirt to a fan,
the assistant's going to do it. Too busy,
I see the priorities there.
Oh, man. That's just what I grew up doing. That's what everyone's... You know, it's funny because there's a restaurant that I'm involved in, and there's so many weeds outside the restaurant, and the staff, you can't get them to... I'm not even in a state, you don't even know, but they just won't pull the weeds. They're downtime. They're not going to go out and pull a weed. So I fly in as kind of the one of the stockholders, and I said, take pictures of me, and I sat out there for 3 hours pulling weeds. And I'm like, who's that guy? And I think one of the managers, I think that's like one of the CEO guy, or head guys coming out of another state. And I sat there and brought my wife, and we pulled weeds for 3 hours.
I know finding workers is difficult, but that's ridiculous.
They're sitting there. Are we on an episode of Undercover Boss?
Is that what's going on? I basically, and I'm going to use that because sometimes I go speak to youth groups and stuff like that of how to become successful in business or doing something, and that's going to be my final picture. And I'm going to say, at the end of my talk, I'm going to say, look at this. And they're going to go, what does that have to do with anything? I'm going to say, think about it. You know? So I have no problems getting in the ditch and pulling the weeds. And that's why you have to be that type of a person in order to be successful.
Never ask your team to do something you are not willing to do.
Don't say that, because sometimes I do.
Send out a T-shirt.
It's interesting you mentioned that. I had a friend of mine. He and another friend went into business together.
You have friends?
Yeah, I have a few.
Oh, okay.
And they went into business together. It was a while ago. And, you know, when they were creating their business plan, right? Yep. Before they created anything about budgets or all that, the first thing they set aside was every Thursday morning at 8 o'clock, we will go golfing. And I remember looking at that going, yeah, I don't know that this business venture is going to work out if the first thing you decide to do is how you're going to spend your extra time and extra money before you have even acquired either of those two.
Wow.
And it's like, as opposed to getting in there saying, let's do as much as we can with just the two of us before we absolutely have to go out and hire somebody else to take care of it.
Exactly.
That's the way you go about doing it. And, you know, that mindset never leaves if that's the way you start out your business, right?
Exactly right. Well, this hour we're going to talk about, we're going to do a case no case. We're going to do a little bit about Joe Exotic. We're going to talk about Walt Disney's grandson's lawsuit. That is a very interesting probate case lawsuit. Harvey Weinstein is actually finalizing a divorce of some sort. That's interesting. And what about police using free face recognition? Is that proper or not? And then what's Cosby going to do now? As in, not watch TV, is he going to sue? And is that a possibility for sticking him in jail? And we're going to discuss that. So, Cal, I think it's important that, do you have time to, we don't have time to set up. So what we're going to do, right, just tell us, what type of case is it, case or no case is it?
Well, let me give, I'm sorry, you
just
caught me a little bit
unprepared.
This is a woman who went on a bicycle ride in a major city and was run over not only by a truck, but by a police report.
Okay, well, we're going to come back, and we're going to see what happens with that case or no case right after this.
As Fred said, more Radio Law Talk in just a little bit, including case or no case for this hour, coming up on the favorite radio station that you're listening to us on and streaming us online. And don't forget, every episode of Radio Law Talk is available on our website, radiolawtalk.com. Just go over there and free podcast. More Radio Law Talk coming up right here, right after this. This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to straussnaturals.com. That's Strauss, straussnaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam...
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe gonna drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog...
How did that happen?
Is this real life?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show. We are going to have a very interesting case or no case today, because Cal, I think, is going to try to stump us. So let's see what's going on with case or no case.
Well, with any luck at all, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Like this,
now it's time to play case or no case.
A woman was riding her bicycle through a major San Francisco intersection, following all of the relevant traffic laws, you know, trying to make sure she stayed 3 feet away from the cars around her and so on. And she was struck and run over by a truck making an illegal turn from behind her. As you might imagine, she was seriously hurt by the accident and by the police report, which stated that she was making an illegal turn from the opposite direction. So she had to go to traffic court, and she lost in traffic court on the word of the officer. And she said, that's not good enough. I'm not going to take that from anyone. So she went and looked into a personal injury attorney and asked personal injury attorney.
Maybe she
case. Case or no case? And I think Todd, you're first on this one, aren't you?
I believe that I am.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to say, I'm going to actually draw on something that I heard Fred say, I think it was last week, might have been the week before, where we were talking about expert opinions and whether or not the police report or any accident investigators from police departments, whether their opinions, their reports they write, is that like set in stone, you know, the accepted truth, or is it just another opinion based upon the evidence that gets thrown into the mix with other experts? And my understanding from what Fred said is it's the latter. Just because it's in a police report doesn't mean, okay, that must be the way that it is, especially since the officer wasn't there,
right,
and is just trying to recreate it based upon the physical evidence. And look, you can be, in this case with this individual, she could be materially affected by an officer who is essentially reading the tea leaves wrong, right? And so I'll say, yes, this is a case. This happens. And she ultimately prevails because she's able to prove that the officer got it wrong. And look, this is going to help her with her traffic case, ultimately, if she appeals it. But it's going to help her with any subsequent civil cases because, you know, if they think she was at fault, that she's got no case against this truck that did an illegal turn that hit her.
Or against the officer that misrepresented the facts in the police report.
Well, yeah, and I'll say that the officer probably got some sort of qualified immunity. Look, he just got it wrong. Let's just say he had no nefarious intent or anything. He just got it wrong. He read it wrong, right? That's fine. You read it wrong. You screwed up. Don't be a cop. Go do something else.
Things happen. Mr. Yeah. Penny, say you? Yeah.
Case and she prevails.
Case and she prevails.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay.
First of all, it could have been a she. I don't know. It might have been a she.
It was a she.
She
the
officer.
Bicyclist was a she.
No, the she officer.
Dang it, we don't know.
We don't know if it's a he or a she. Interesting, Todd. I'm glad you learned from my wise...
I didn't say it was wise. I just said I learned, you know. So.
Yeah. So here's the thing. In different states, you have to check if it's a comparative negligence state or a contributory negligence state. California is a comparative negligence state, so they can compare fault. There could be 10% of the truck, 90% of the bicyclist. And by the way, if the bicyclist is, if the truck is 10% at fault, they still have to pay for 100% of their medical bills and some costs. So, or what's called special damage, some special damages. But in this case, the interesting thing is, I don't know how she would ever be held at fault if the officer said it was her fault and he didn't witness it. The only way he could do that and argue that is if other witnesses came out and testified that it was her fault and that's the turn that she made, this illegal turn. And then you've got to go to court, and those witnesses got to appear, and they got to testify, and then the defendant, obviously, the truck, is going to say, oh, she made that illegal turn. But the officer themselves can only get up there and testify, this is what I was told, right? But even that is hearsay, right? That doesn't come in unless the other person is what, Todd? Not available, right?
That's right.
But so really what the officer is saying and talking about here is I don't know how it ever got in, all that information got in. I don't know how she'd be filmed liable. So I think this is a scenario, not a case. I don't even think this actually happened. I think it's a daily situation, but It is no case, Cal.
Well, that's interesting to me because Todd took an entirely different view of that than you. And you, of course, took the view that it was no case.
And I took the view on it based upon something I had learned from Fred.
Exactly.
Wow.
And here he was on the mountain of wisdom and did not adhere to that same wisdom. It's fascinating. So Fred said it was no case. Is that what I get out
yes.
of this? And Todd said it was. So Fred, what I say to you is...
Oh my gosh, it's a real case.
It's a real case. And it was settled confidentially with the trucking company and a reprimand for the police officer and a suspension.
Wow, I was right on that issue.
Yeah,
right?
You were because of the sloppy work. Now, next hour.
So do I get 2 points for that?
You do, yes. And next hour, how did Kool-Aid come to be? And what kind of fight was there over that? And there was a fight over that. So that's next time. On Case or No Case.
Well, that was a great one, Cal.
If I have learned anything from you know, pop culture, I'll tell you right, Kool-Aid came to be because somebody at some time said, oh no, oh no. And then this pitcher of red liquid burst through the wall and said, oh yeah.
Well, that's how it came to be on Saturday morning.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. I think what happened is some dude goes, hey, put the whiskey in this thing. Here, try this. That's how it all got started.
Hey, who will know that all
works? I know, that was great. The San Francisco, that's interesting that happened, and that's like a typical case. I mean, not typical, but I've had a case where the police put a bicyclist 100% at fault. And in fact, you know, not pat myself on the back, this is an actual case where the lawyer said, you don't have a case. The officer put you at fault. Well, we proved otherwise. We found the witnesses and got a very good settlement for our client. And this is not a commercial. I'm just saying that's not unusual. Something like this occurs.
Well, it sounds like a commercial with the music playing in the background.
Yeah.
But the difficult thing is getting all of the people who may have seen this together. And as when I did news seminars with my own staff, I said, look, 5 people can see this. They'll give you 5 different stories, and they're all telling the truth.
Exactly right. The way they saw it.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be back after this with Tiger King star Joe Exotic.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming. Aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A-plus BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. HealthWarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now.
Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on 5 different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solution Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328.
Thank you.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A federal judge in southern Texas on Friday ordered the Biden administration to stop granting new applications to the Obama-era immigration program that shielded hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from deportation. The order declared that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA, was created in violation of the law and whose existence violates the law. But current recipients of DACA won't immediately have their status pulled as a result of the order, the judge noted. The wholesale price of beef was up some 40% in May compared to the average in 2019, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture data. Curiously, however, there seems to be neither a shortage of beef nor a drop in demand. In fact, ranchers have so much cattle they struggle to get it off their hands, and meat packers, it appears, are running near capacity. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny.
We are back from the Case or No Case and having a good time talking about Joe Exotic. You know, I was never a big Tiger King. I never watched that. It was on Netflix or HBO or something. I never watched
It was a Netflix show that I think its popularity was due. With a lot of bad things happened as a result of the pandemic and lockdowns, but certainly that wasn't the case for places like Zoom, where everything now is over the air, and so Zoom's business skyrocketed, as did Netflix, where everybody's home, you got nothing else to do, so you might as well watch shows, and you're looking for something to binge watch, and Tiger King, the Joe Exotic story, that was just like one of those, it's like watching a car wreck, you cannot avert your eyes, and so it got very popular, but like you, I watched one episode, and honestly, I watched one episode and then went to the very final episode just to see how it turned out because I couldn't stomach watching everything in the middle.
Yeah, and I guess the thing is he was convicted in 2019 of a murder for hire plot of Carol Baskin, who was an animal rights activist, and he had his own like zoo, right, with all the animals.
He did. She did as well. She had her animal sanctuary, I believe, in Florida.
Right.
And look, she was a thorn in his side, and that was a big part of Tiger King. They showed a lot of the interaction, what was going on between the two of them. But yeah, he was convicted in a murder for hire plot,
right,
involving two separate instances.
Well, tell us how that works. You're the criminal attorney. Guess and what they've basically thrown out his sentencing, not the conviction, the sentencing. And why?
That's right. So he appealed on two grounds. One, he objected to the fact that the trial judge let Carol Baskin the victim in the murder for hire plot sit through the entire proceedings, even though she was a witness. It's common to file for a sequestration or, you know, have the witnesses stay outside, but because she was also a victim, the trial judge says... And the appellate court said, look, that's his discretion. We don't disagree with it. So you don't win on that issue. But then the other issue on appeal came after he was convicted of both counts of murder for hire. The question came, what's the appropriate sentence? And in federal law, what they do when you're convicted of multiple crimes is they assign a score to each crime. They add them up, and you'll have like a total of 37, 38, 39. And then they go to the sentencing guidelines and say, how many months... what's the sentencing range for this score? And in this case here, if they came in at a 39, the sentencing range was like 262 months to 300 some odd months, right? And so he was sentenced because his score was a 39. Well, on appeal, the appellate court agreed with Joe Exotic that the appropriate score should have been a 37, not a 39, because the two murder for hire plots, even though on separate occasions were of the same class, they should have been grouped together and not counted as separate numeric values. And the issue here is, if it's a 37, the sentencing range is 210 to 262 months. Quite different than what he was sentenced. So, he's still going to do time. They just remanded, vacated the sentence, sent it back to the trial judge to say, look, sentence him in accordance with our ruling. So,
for a lower amount.
Yeah, he's going to get anywhere from 210 to 260 in terms of months.
210 months. How many years is that? Boy, that's just high count.
Carry the 1 times pi.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Well, 240 months would be what, 20 years, right? 120 is 10 years, 240,
wow.
Yeah, whatever.
Quite a bit. That's, yeah. Anyway, so there's Joe Exotic. His sentence is vacated, and Todd explained why. And the interesting thing is he's still in jail. It's not going to change. And I don't know what... His nemesis, Carol Baskin's up to. Do you follow her?
I do know that there has always been, as a result of the Tiger King show, this question about these mysterious circumstances surrounding the death of her former husband, or the disappearance of her former husband, who she claims, look, he went to an airport, he was going to buy a plane, and never came back. And the question was, you know,
right.
Was he ditched by the people that were selling the plane over the Gulf of Mexico? Nobody knows what happens, right? What happened? And, you know, there's the TikTok trend meme that came out where it's everybody's thinking that Carol Baskin offed her husband. And, you know, who knows? I do know that last I saw was that the sheriff in that jurisdiction was looking into it again, but... you know, it's going to be tough to come up with. Absent coming up and finding a body, I don't know how they can really bring a case, but there's always this speculation that she was somehow involved, and she'll probably have to deal with that the rest of her life. And, you know...
It's speculation.
Yes, all speculation.
Right. Well, Walt Disney, very obviously famous person, we don't have to talk about him, his grandson is supposed to receive $200 million of inheritance, apparently. And the issue is, probate court makes is very difficult to deal with, and you have to have a good lawyer that understands probate, and these lawyers understand the nuances of where money goes, of what conditions there are. And there are a number of conditions in receiving the inheritance as a grandson of Walt Disney. And there's a number of, I'm going to say, little hurdles that have to be jumped. First of all, they're set to receive their money in payouts at ages 35, 40, and 45. So Bradford Lund, one of the grandchildren, is, I believe he's about 40, and he's trying to get his money, and this has been going on for quite some time. He's actually in his 50s now, and the judge basically, he's trying to get an eight-figure payout, which we talked about, which is close to the $200 million, and has not been able to get it. And he's got lawyers trying to fight to get this money for him. And one of the issues, they have appointed trustees that oversee this money. It's not like it's just sitting there not doing anything. They have trustees, and I'm assuming these trustees have financial advisors that are handling this stuff. And basically, An Arizona judge found that he was not incapacitated. Another California judge determined that he had capacity to choose a new trustee if he'd like. And then the big issue is that one of the judges, Judge Cowan, says something to the effect that I do not want to give $200 million effectively to someone who may suffer on some level from Down syndrome. So that was the big issue here that the appellate court said was troubling, that a person with alleged Down syndrome can function and handle some of their money. Now, this is what the judge should have said. I mean, this is the way I see it. A lot of people can't handle $200 million, Todd. It's not just that, but it's like just because they have, and by the way, there is no evidence, at least that we know, that he has Down syndrome. You had a comment?
Well, I was just going to say that when you connect the dots here, so if the condition for releasing the money is based upon, the money will get released to the folks unless they don't demonstrate, quote, maturity and financial ability to manage and utilize such funds in a prudent and responsible manner, close quote. That was part of the trust. And so if the idea here is that this person suffers on some level from Down syndrome, then they can't meet that condition of demonstrating that they have this prudent financial ability. And if they can't meet that, then the money is not dispersed.
If
all those links in the chain, if. And so what this judge did was say, I don't want to release it to somebody that might have this. And then he appoints a guardian ad litem without a hearing. So the guardian ad litem is appointed when somebody lacks the legal capacity to make decisions. But there was no hearing to determine that. The judge just appointed it. And so that's what he was fighting, saying, well, hold on a second here. First, the judge's statement, if it were true, it would violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. I'm not entitled to inheritance because I have a disability? Really? And then the second thing was, and you've got this guardian ad litem that was appointed, and there was no hearing on that.
Yeah, crazy.
And so this came up on appeal, and he wins but loses on appeal.
Right.
Because the appellate court said, well, the guardian ad litem issue is no longer relevant because that was withdrawn. That guardian ad litem that judge appointed,
gone.
86, gone. And by the way, that judge is no longer a probate judge, and this matter isn't before him. So if he was prejudiced against you for anything that he may have said in his rulings, as stupid as they may have sounded, he's not on the case anymore, so you're back to square one litigating as to whether or not you should get your payouts.
Right.
And you don't deal with that judge, and you don't have a guardian ad litem. What are we here for?
Crazy. The guy's 50 and still trying to get his money. That is just his inheritance, and that's interesting.
I did like what the judge on appeal writing the opinion said. He said that the grandson of Walt Disney's for over a decade has been, quote, languished in perhaps the unhappiest place on earth.
Probate court.
That's
exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, we'll be back. We're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein's divorce. A little bit about that. It's interesting. And hang on and keep your seatbelt on.
This is Radio Law Talk.
RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Are you serious? Oh, that's dumb.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
You know, we're always up to date on the latest lawsuits, Todd and I and Cal and Denise, but we're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein. But, you know, I just forgot about this case, and I have to bring it up. Did you know that there... There's a number of places talking about this, but the more details are on what's called litigation, and Gina Green does this story from Reuters.
Reuters.
I always do that, don't I? Reuters. About a personal injury claim in Florida against a yacht, a 190-foot yacht, that they were falsely imprisoned on the yacht during their stay, and that the grumpy captain was, what did they call, odorous and ill-tempered captain of this 100, and they're bringing a $10 million lawsuit in federal court, saying that he was grumpy, among other things, and they asked him to go the smoother route, and he decided instead to go in the bumpy, out in the middle of the ocean, and made them, you know, vomit and throw up. Now that maybe could be an interesting thing, but apparently it was a $500,000 to charter the 197-foot super yacht Dream from December 22nd to January 1st. Again, listen to the time period. $500,000 for what? 7, 8, about 9 days.
and you have to pay $500,000. That is an expensive yacht. That's all I got to say. That's expensive.
And they complained of just everything that was just going wrong, and that they were throwing up. I just, how do you go before a? This is what I'm saying, and I think they have a right to sue, and probably should sue on a situation like that, or maybe have a good case. But I'm saying to myself, I'm scratching my head. There's what's factually true and what's legally true, and then how do you get these juries that you pull them away from their families? They got to sit and listen to you complain, you know, someone that's maybe making $25 an hour, $20 working hard, you know, and going, you know what, I'm suing for $10 million because I had to go through this on this yacht.
And, you know, you wonder at one point in time, and if we talked about this last week. I had a friend of mine who's a personal injury attorney about 20 years ago, early on in my law career, and he was talking to me about personal injury law, and he says, you know, most of them settle because some things are just too important to leave to a jury.
Yeah,
right. And this idea about whether the jury's going to care, and that's probably why most of these cases, you know, you make it past the motions to dismiss, the summary judgment motions, you still got a cause of action, and that's when the settlement comes in, because look, a plaintiff has an incentive to settle. Look, we could win millions, or we could get a jury that just doesn't care about the rich people that, you know, had a bad experience on their yacht. And you
190 footer, dude, too.
Yeah, and you could come up with nothing, and the defendant is sitting there saying, you know, we could convince the jury that this is nothing, or we could end up losing millions of dollars. Both sides have an incentive to settle, and they come in. I just think this, given what you just said, the bone that I really have to pick is with Hollywood and the producers of Gilligan's Island. Based upon this, who in their right mind would have thought that the Howells, who apparently on a 3-hour tour were going to take their entire wardrobe with them,
yes,
would go ahead and schedule a 3-hour tour with a professor, you know, Gilligan, the skipper, and, well, okay.
I would have gone with Marianne.
Ginger and Marianne.
I would have gone with Marianne.
But, you know, that's why they were rich. They were cheap with their money.
No, Thurston Howell said, we're going on this. It's only, wasn't it a 60-footer, a 70-footer, a 30-footer?
The minnow was tiny.
It was tiny. But you know what? It was Thurston Howell, probably, that said, I think I'm going on this cruise here, dear. No, we're not. Yes, we are. Look, who's getting on? That's exactly why. He wanted to see Ginger and Marianne. That's exactly what he wanted.
I know what really happened.
What?
Mr. Howell, Thurston Howell, he wanted some time away. He had a paramour he was going to hook up with. So, I'm going to take a 3-hour tour around the harbor and stuff. And Mrs. Howell decided to call his bluff. And so there he is. Well, get in the car. I'll take you with me. He's driving. He's got to find some place. And just pulled over at the first one that he saw. See, honey, here it is. No reservations. This is what I was going to do all the time. And that's what happened. So karma kicked in, and they have to spend, what, several years on a deserted island just so that karma could pay back Thurston Howell, who's going to cheat on his wife.
But do you bring a lawsuit that on a 200-foot, almost 200-foot yacht, that you feel that you were wrong, which they might have been wrong, right? Think of the legal ramifications here, and they might be right on what happened. In fact, they asked to be disembarked at a number of the islands, and the captain said, no, you're on board. I think you're going to have an issue with parking the boat over there. Look, there's a huge boat.
Did they charge him with false imprisonment?
Yeah, they did. That's it. They argued false imprisonment, and they're stuck on board for 15 hours through rough sailing back to Nassau, Bahamas, and he wouldn't let them off. And that was the big issue.
Kidnapping versus false imprisonment. What's the difference? I mean,
I don't know. To me, that's neither. Put me on the yacht, man. Put me on the yacht. I don't know. Maybe they got sick.
So false imprisonment can occur when you lock the door, you don't let somebody out, all right?
Okay.
Kidnapping involves actually moving somebody from one location to another, even though it can be a small distance. Like, you can, like, move them across the street, things like that. But kidnapping involves more of moving somebody, whereas false imprisonment just restricts their own freedom of movement.
Got it.
Well, I don't know if any of you know. We're going to jump on. I just had to bring that up. And I don't know what the latest is on that. It's probably still going forward. So Harvey Weinstein and Georgina Chapman are married. I don't know if you knew that, but he is, during this time that Harvey Weinstein is going through all these things, he has a wife and he has two children, and they decided to split up in 2017. But as of July 8th, their divorce is finalized. In other words, they split in 2017 and just now is finalized after that long time, that period of time. And apparently she received approximately $15 to $20 million on the divorce. And actually Harvey, according to this report from People magazine, said that he felt it was what was best. And, his quote was, it breaks his heart. He wishes his children were close to him and his wife. And she basically believed that, that she feels bad also, according to her statement, that, all these women had suffered. And again, Harvey Weinstein's not guilty yet, right? Has he been,
He was convicted.
But he's got another one.
He's got more coming up in California, but he was convicted in New York.
Right, but I mean, in California, they haven't found him guilty. But she's apologized, but he says he supports her. But it's interesting to find out that he was still married. I didn't know that at the time of his sentencing and all that type of stuff.
This is one where I wish Denise were here, because I wonder if the folks in the bankruptcy claim, and there was a settlement for how people get paid out based upon his bankruptcy victims of his alleged offenses. And I wonder what they feel like now if they learn that during those proceedings, she ends up getting $15 to $20 million as a divorce settlement. And the question here is, well, wait a second. To what extent did that $15 to $20 million actually, should that have been part of the bankruptcy pool? I wish Denise were here to answer that question to see where they get in and not. But if I'm very skeptical, I'm looking at this going, yeah, Weinstein looks like, look, I know I'm not getting out. I'll just agree to divorce my wife. I'll give her $15 to $20 so my kids are set up.
But some of them might be his. That was his wife's money anyway, right?
Could be. Yeah, her separate. Her community property.
Right, her community property that's owed to her, which maybe not should not be going to anyone else other than her.
And it looks like as of a couple of weeks ago, she has found solace in the arms of another.
Oh, that's a shock.
She is now, they have made their relationship known to the public. She and Oscar-winning actor from The Pianist, Adrian Brody, is now her new paramour. And I was looking really quickly to see how many of Adrian Brody's films were produced by Miramax or the Weinstein Company. Wouldn't that be a bit of a twist?
That's interesting. Yeah, and how old is she? I mean, Harvey's 70, almost 70 now. Do we know how old Georgina Chapman is?
I don't know how old she is, but I'm just going to say that it looks like Harvey definitely violated the half your age plus seven rule when it comes to the youngest a man can date. So it was more like half your age minus 30 plus seven.
All right, we're going to talk about whether or not facial recognition technology is an invasion of privacy. We're going to be back after this. Hang on.
Another hour of Radio Law Talk coming up live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many of your favorite radio stations. And if your station isn't carrying all 3 hours of Radio Law Talk, we'd be grateful if you'd call up and ask them why not. Stay tuned. We'll be back at 6 minutes after very soon.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.